Designed a men's style Reese patch for warm tape style grit in Ableton Live 12. Alright, let's build a Reese bass that has that classic amen attitude, not literally an amen break in bass form, but the same feeling. Crunchy, mid-forward, a little chaotic, kind of glued together and still totally usable in a modern drum and bass mix. We're going to do this in a beginner-friendly way, mostly with Ableton stock devices, and the big goal is this. Clean, stable low end that holds the tune, plus a moving, gritty mid layer that gives you the printed to tape vibe without turning into fizzy noise. Before we start, quick mindset. In DNB, bass tone is a mixed decision. The sound design and the mixing are basically the same conversation. So we'll build the patch in a way that's already mix ready. Step 0, set up the session so you can actually hear what you're doing. Set your tempo to somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. Make a new MIDI track and name it Bass. Reese. Now create a MIDI clip. Keep it simple. Pick a root note like F or F sharp and play notes around F1 to F2. For a quick test pattern, do one long note for the first bar, then in the second bar do either two half notes or a couple shorter stabs, like eighth notes. You're not trying to write the bass line of the year right now. You just want a pattern that reveals movement and tone changes as we tweak. Step 1. Build the synth core in Waveitable. Drop Waveitable onto that bass track. Set oscillator 1 to basic shapes and choose a saw wave. Set oscillator 2 also to a saw. Now to tune oscillator 2 by about plus 10 to 20 cents. Keep its level a little lower than oscillator 1. So oscillator 1 stays the anchor and the second oscillator is the motion. For that classic mono DNB bass feel, set the synth to one voice so it plays monophonically. Then turn on glide or portamento, around 30 to 60 milliseconds. That glide is one of those things you feel more than you hear, and it makes no changes sound liquid instead of robotic. Now the filter. Choose a 24 dB low pass, LP24. Start the cutoff around 350 Hz, and don't be scared if it sounds dark. We're designing the bass to sit under a break, not to be a bright lead. Add a little filter drive, like 2 to 5 dB. If you want, add a tiny bit of envelope amount, but keep it subtle. We're not doing a huge whomp right now. At this point, it should sound like a basic Reese. A little dull. A little raw. Definitely not tape gritty yet. Perfect. Step 2. Split it into sub and Reese layers so the low end stays clean. This is the beginner mistake that causes endless mix pain. Distorting the sub and then wondering why the whole track feels flubby. So we're not doing that. After Waveitable, add an audio effect rack. Create two chains and name them SUB and Reese. Let's do the SUB chain first. Keep it boring on purpose. On the SUB chain, add a Q8. Put a low-pass filter on it, fairly steep, and set it around 90 to 120 Hz. So this chain is basically just the deep fundamentals. If it feels boxy, you can make a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz, but that's optional. After EQ, add utility. Set width to 0% so it's mono. Adjust gain so it's solid but not clipping. The goal is stable, centered, reliable low end. Now the Reese chained, where the character lives. First device, EQ8 again, but this time high pass around 90 to 120 Hz, fairly steep. This is crucial. We're telling Ableton, all the distortion and stereo movement happens above the sub. Next, add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode, rate around 0.2 to 0.45 Hz, depth or amount around 25 to 45%. And width around 80 to 120%. Keep it controlled. We want movement and a bit of spread, not a stereo cloud that disappears in mono. Cool. Now we've got structure. Sub is clean and mono, mids are free to get dirty. Step 3. Create warm tape style grit with a chain that actually behaves like tape-ish processing. Tape vibe is usually a combination of soft saturation, gentle compression glue, and rolled off top end. So we'll do that in stages. On the Reese chain, add saturator. Pick soft sign if you want smoother warmth, or analog clip if you want more bite. Set drive around 3 to 8 dB, then pull the output down to match the level. This part matters. If you don't level match, you'll always think it sounds better just because it's louder. Turn on soft clip in saturator as well. That gives you extra rounding on peaks. Teacher tip here, if it gets harsh or fizzy, don't just keep driving it and hope it becomes warm. Back off the drive and let later stages do some work. We're spreading the load. Next, add glue compressor after saturator, still on the Reese chain. Set attack to about 3 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio to 2 to 1. Bring down the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the louder notes. And turn on soft clip and glue too, just gently. This is that press together feeling, like the bass was committed to audio instead of floating around as a clean synth. Now add EQ8 after the glue. If you want more body, do a gentle bell boost around 150 to 250 Hz, like plus 1 to 2 dB. If the tone feels edgy, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz, maybe minus 1 to 3 dB. And if it's too bright overall, do a gentle high shelf down from around 7 to 10 kHz. Classic jungle and DNB bass often doesn't need much air. Let the break provide the crispness. Quick coaching note. Keep headroom before your saturation. If your Reese chain is slamming into saturator and glue, you're more likely to get brittle clipping than warm harmonics. As a rough target, aim for something like minus 12 to minus 6 dB peak going into the distortion stage. You don't need to measure it obsessively, but don't run it red. Step 4. Add subtle tape wobble movement without destroying tuning. You want motion like old playback, but subtle. If it's too much, it turns seasick fast. Easy safe option. Add auto filter on the Reese chain. Set it to a 12 dB low pass, LP12. Set cutoff somewhere like 300 Hz to 1.5 kHz depending on how bright you want the mids. Then turn on the LFO. Set the LFO amount small, around 5 to 12%, and set the rate super slow, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. That's barely moving speed. This gives you tone drift instead of pitch wobble, which is usually more mix-friendly. If you already used chorus ensemble and it's doing too much, you can slow the chorus rate down a bit, like 0.15 to 0.30 Hz, and keep the depth moderate. The vibe is slow, heavy movement, not shiny wobble. Now, an important reality check that a lot of people do too late. Mono. Temporarily, put a utility on your master and set width to 0%. Just for a moment. If your Reese layer collapses and vanishes, it means you relied too much on stereo tricks like chorus width. Reduce chorus depth or width, and lean more on saturation and filter movement for character. Then turn the master utility off and keep going. Step 5. Make it sit with an amen using sidechain and space planning. Rolling DNB is all about the relationship between kick, snare, and bass. Even if your bass sounds amazing solo, it has to make room for the break. Add a regular compressor after the audio effect rack on the bass track, so it affects both sub and Reese together. Turn on sidechain, and choose the source. If you want a more modern tight feel, sidechain to the kick only. If you want that classic pumping under the whole amen, sidechain to the full break track. Set ratio to 4 to 1. Set attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds, so the bass doesn't get completely shaved off at the front. Set release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it breathes with the groove. Lower the threshold until you get around 2 to 6 dB of reduction on drum hits. And here's the coaching part. Sidechain timing is a groove choice, not a rule. If the bass feels late or sluggish, shorten the release. If the bass feels like it's swallowing the kick, increase the attack a bit so the bass transient speaks before it ducks. Step 6. Group and add quick bus polish. Jungle style. Group your bass into a bass group, even if it's one track. Get used to the workflow. On the bass group, add EQ8 for tiny cleanup only. Don't go hunting for problems that aren't there. Add Spectrum 2, and actually look for the mystery mud zone. If you see a hump building around 180 to 350 Hz when the break plays with the bass, that's where the combo often turns cloudy. Fix it with a small, wide dip on the Reese layer, not the sub. Now, if you want extra character, add drum bus on the group. Yes, on bass. Keep it subtle. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch very low, like 0 to 10. And usually leave boom off, because we already built a proper sub layer. Add a limiter only as a safety net if you need it. Don't crush it. Step 7. Arrange it so it rolls like real DNB. A Reese that never changes is fine for 8 bars, and then it starts feeling like a loop. So give it movement with automation. Automate the filter cutoff on the Reese chain. In the intro or verse, keep it darker. In the drop, open it slightly for energy. Every 8 bars, add a little answer fill. Maybe a quick octave jump for an 8th note, or a tiny rest right before a big snare. That push-pull is a massive part of the MN attitude. And here's a very classic technique. Commit it to audio once it's 80% right. Freeze and flatten, or resample to an audio track. Once it's audio, you stop tweaking synth knobs and start making musical edits. Chop it like a break. Tiny mutes of 10 to 30 milliseconds before key drum hits, little fades, and maybe one reverse slice at the end of a phrase. That's how bass starts to feel break adjacent without needing a complicated MIDI line. Quick common mistakes to avoid as you do this. Don't distort the sub. Keep it clean and mono. Don't go too wide with chorus and unison. If it's huge in headphones but weak in mono, it's not actually huge. Don't let one saturator do 90% of the work. Mild saturation plus mild compression plus EQ is how you get roundness instead of digital splat. Don't skip sidechain and rolling DNB. Even subtle ducking helps the groove lock. And watch gain staging. Match levels after each device so you're judging tone, not volume. Mini practice to lock this in. Build the patch exactly like we did. Load an amen break on another track. Then make three quick versions of your Reese chain. Version A, cleanish, saturator drive around 3 dB, mild movement. Version B, classic gritty, drive around 6 dB and glue doing about 2 dB of gain reduction. Version C, dark and heavy, roll off more top end, and push a bit more 300 to 600 Hz into saturation so it snarls without getting bright. Bounce a 16 bar loop and compare at low volume, which one still lets you follow the bass notes. Which one clashes with the snare, which one feels like it's been printed to tape. And last coaching tip, if you have Ableton Live 12 Roar, you can swap it in as an optional character box on the Reese chain. Keep the drive gentle, tone a little darker, and blend conservatively. It can give you harmonics that feel a bit more hardware-like than cranking saturator. Recap, you built a two-layer Reese. Clean mono sub, moving gritty mids. You got warm tape style grit using saturator, glue compressor, and EQ. Plus optional subtle wobble. You made it mix ready with filtering, gain staging, mono checking early and sidechain that grooves with the break. Now you've got a Reese that can send or a chopped amen and still punch through. If you tell me your root note and whether you're aiming for liquid, jump up, or dark minimal, I can suggest safe cutoff ranges and a sidechain release that matches that specific groove.